Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. We got some fun stuff lined up for you in this hour. Going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. A little later, Seth and I are going to go over the top five things old school dads say versus things modern dads say.
Well, maybe it'll be a debate. I don't know.
It might turn into one. All of that is coming up for you in a little bit, but right now it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means. It is time for our Pet of the Week with the Southland County Humane Society. A big shout out to Denise and the gang over there. How you doing, Denise?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning to y'all. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Right. We're doing good over here. Mm-hmm. How are things going over at the shop?
Very, very good. We're getting fuller by the day. We're almost full up on dogs completely, and the kittens keep rolling into it, but it's good.
That's very good. Really good to hear. Yes. Really good to hear. And I know that you guys have a big event coming up.
We do, yeah. Our 5K9 walk run event will be September 20th, and registration will be going live today. On our website, you'll be able to register through One Cause, but you can get that link on our website.
Denise, for anybody that hasn't been a part of this event before or anything, can we just touch on what it is, event, absolutely, what people can expect and everything? It's a fun one.
It is. It's held at Lake Wazicha. The walk is around the lake, so it's more than a 5K. I think they were going to add a plus to it because it's about 4.1 miles, but it's a really relaxed, non-timed event. You can bring your pets. There's food and music and all kinds of good stuff. Fun to be had.
Nice. It really is. We have a number of events similar to this in the area, and one of the cool things I think about them are for every person that wants to get ready for a marathon or something like that. Yeah. You've got people that are going to just walk and take it at their own pace, and everybody's there for such a good cause.
Absolutely, yeah. All the proceeds benefit the shelter, and we have raffle prizes. There are sponsorships available, so if you're looking for that sort of thing, look at our website.
Cannot encourage you enough to check that out, everybody. And Denise also wanted to remind everybody about things that you guys can use over there. We always like to help out. And we know different times of the year, there are different things that rise up a little bit more than others.
Yes.
In the summer, we're certainly always in need of any kind of cat food or kitten food, things like that.
Correct. Yep. Cat food, kitten food is high on the list right now. We have a lot of kittens rolling in. We just took in two more litters this week that are both at foster. So any kind of adult cat food, any kind of kitten food, whether it be moist or dry, we are in need.
And if you can help out, we greatly appreciate that, everybody. Keep that in mind. We'll give you information on how you can reach out to the Humane Society before we're all done here today. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to remind everybody that when it comes to certainly items that you can drop off or pick up for the Humane Society, that helps. But also, there are things you could do around the shop, around the building that can help out as well, or with the animals.
Yep, absolutely. We take volunteers every day of the week, all 7 days, even when we're not open. We have volunteers scheduled. If you're interested, there's a link on our website to fill out the application, and we have a whole new revamped volunteer system.
I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to comment on that. I think that looks great, and it's really wonderful to see, and I know I've heard positive things about that.
Yeah, thank you. We want to make sure people they know what they're in for, so we want to make sure that they're fully trained before they come on site, and that everybody's happy and willing to come back a second time.
I was looking at, and I always like to have kind of a fun story to bring into the conversation with us and everything. It's, of course, animal related usually, or Humane Society related or something. I could not decide between a dolphin that was rescued from a shallow lagoon in South Carolina.
Nice.
Again, a dolphin in South Carolina. Yep. Anybody else just learning that dolphins could be in South Carolina? Because yes. I didn't know that. And a peacock captured that was on the loose in Pennsylvania. So I bring this up in part because I talk about animals in our Humane Society. But in both of these cases, the local Humane Societies were some of the first people called in to help out, to help these people. Like, hey, there's a python. Yeah. a little help. And people don't always know where to call. And oftentimes they will call our Humane Societies first. Now, it's not always that the Humane Society can help or has the ability to, but they usually know where to direct you, or at the very least to be able to call our police or sheriff's departments or something like that, or or here in Wisconsin, you know, the DNR or something.
Absolutely, yeah. Always call if you have a question or you're not sure of who might be involved in that type rescue. We do have resources to give out. And if we don't have resources for exotic rescue or wildlife rescue, we have the dispatch number for Wood County, and we recommend that they call them. But don't be afraid to call us first. Mm. We can help.
I appreciate that. And again, we'll get you that information before we wrap up. An escaped sheep in Oregon. Like, I mean, just there's so many. The animals are on the loose, man.
They are.
On the loose.
We want to find you your new best friend, everybody. And that is where we bring in a pet of the week every week. Denise, who's our pet of the week?
A little kitty called Pennywise. He was rescued from a storm drain a couple weeks ago. It made the Tribune News.
I get That's the name now.
Yep.
Storm drain. Yes.
Totally. Yep.
Well done. Well done. Yep. Yes. Very well done.
Our office coordinator happened to be on site when that happened, and he called, you know, fire and rescue. They had to lift the grate up and rescue this 2-month-old little male cat. He's a little frayed. I was going to bring him today, but he was not quite ready. A little skittish yet, but he's beautiful. He's like a light orange gray color. Just a little petite thing, but he's so friendly once he breaks out of his shell a little bit.
Really appreciate the work done there and bringing this little guy home and stuff and saving him. That I appreciate the work being done there.
Yeah,
just as much the creativity.
That's
great. Billy.
Everything floats down.
Yeah, there's so many lines we can go with. A little guy, a small one.
Very small.
So only 2 months old, still young. So there is certainly, you know, potty training and some of that might still be in the works.
Yes.
But also, that's also a really good thing because you can be able to get them this young and be able to train them that young.
Exactly. Yeah. And cats are easier to potty train, as most people know. You know, they're born with that innate, I have to go in the litter box like mom does. Right. But yeah, he's responding well. He's doing really good. He's been neutered. He's ready to go.
At that age, are they able to be chipped yet?
Yeah.
Is there a certain age that where you have to wait till with an animal? I've been curious about that, and I keep forgetting to ask.
I think we wait until they're 8 or 10 weeks. Cats and dogs both. Just we want to make sure that they have enough skin back there to hold it, and when they grow, it won't, you know, grow out.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about that. I will find out and let everybody know. I know we wait for puppies and kitties till they're old.
Makes sense.
To get vaccinations and then chip.
Appreciate very that, nice. And appreciate you bringing us Pennywise. Very, very a cute face. Like that's a very cute cat.
He's a sweet little baby. That's
a great coat too.
Yeah.
A classic orangish coat. That's a great one. Yes. Good one to bring to us. And all kinds of other great animals over there. Your new best friend is waiting for you over at the South County Humane Society. You can email them office@swchs.com. Give them a call 715-423-0505. That is 423-0505. Reach out to them on their social media, Facebook page, share their posts and your page so other people can see them. And of course, you can stop by at 3621 64th Street North right here in Rapids. Bookmark their webpage, swchs.com. Reach out to them, find out more about Pennywise and other great ways and the great event coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, again, you can register through the website, like you said, Denise.
Correct.
So head on over there to do that. We'll meet you over there for that great event coming up. We'll be talking about it here on the morning show and stuff too, and making sure you guys get a good turnout for that one.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
We'll talk again next Thursday. We'll have another pet of the week for you then. Everybody be listening for that right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Going to dive into some entertainment news before we do. A big thank you to Denise and Pennywise for joining us with Pet of the Week.
That was very cool.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Quick reminder to everybody out there, when it comes to segments like that, we're always looking to put your business on there. Buy local, support local, and support our local businesses. It is a great thing. And if you are looking to spend advertising dollars, attaching yourself to a nonprofit, much like high school sports or some of these things, they are business 101 money makers.
Good stuff.
It's a great way to come across to your community, show what you support, and be a part of things. Reach out to Pam at our front desk. She'll put you in touch with our sales team, 424-1300. Give them a call and be a part of the team, everybody. We'd love to be able to talk about you. And if you've noticed, I mention way more. Our sales team guy, you know, they're like, James, you know, you don't have to mention it. I know I'm mentioning them a bunch. I will get your business out there.
You get your money's worth, in other words. Yeah. You will get your money's
definitely.
Worth.
Definitely. I make darn sure of it. So go ahead and reach out to us, and we'd love to have you a part of the team.
Yep.
And I thought this story segues perfectly from our pet of the week to talking about entertainment, and we're getting into the new Superman. There is actors that steal the show all the time when it comes to these big budget movies.
Sure.
It happens usually with side characters, mm-hmm. or a character that always has a funny line, mm-hmm. or something like that. Beck Bennett, a guy I really enjoy. He had a good career at SNL and actually had a really nice commercial career going before that.
Right, that's right.
He was doing those commercials with the little kids and
yep,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the new Superman. He had only a couple lines here and there. I actually don't know why they even went to the Daily Planet half the time. They were like big name actors, like yeah. Wendell Pierce, who had like three lines.
Okay,
I don't know, but
okay,
yeah. It's also maybe they're going to bring him back or so. I don't know.
We don't know.
But if there is one universal thing coming out of the Superman movie, it did very well, and it's probably going to do pretty good in this second weekend, and in part because of crypto. This dog that is taking a lot, that people are saying stole the show for a lot of them.
Oh, wow.
And I will say, I don't know if he stole the show for me, but I could not take my eyes off of this dog.
Wow.
I have really enjoyed where animated movies, Pixar, Disney, where they've gone with a lot of this stuff, mm-hmm. where they've kept some traditional animation that I love and you love, while also being able to use modern tech and just the amazement of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the movie was Open Season. I can't remember which one it is. There was a bear as one of the main characters.
Okay.
And they're zooming in on the bear, and he's like lounging or something, and you can see his fur moving with the wind.
Right.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what was going on in that scene, but I had to rewind it just to watch that
watch
again.
That again.
So I pay a lot of attention to these things. Mm-hmm. And I was extremely curious of how this dog was going to do in this movie, mm-hmm. in part because it's a digital dog.
Right.
It's not a real dog or anything. And it's just incredible.
Wow. There's,
I have no words. I've never seen an animal look more lifelike or more real,
wow.
or have more personality in my life. I've
right.
studied this for a while, and I've never seen anything like it. I would if James Gunn was here, I'd never like asking these questions. I'd have to know how much you spent on that dog.
That would be interesting to know.
How much of the budget was put into that dog? And whatever it was, you got your money's worth. Money's worth, man, because it is incredible. And not only that, but as James Gunn, a big part of why he wanted crypto in the series and all that is he is a big believer in fostering animals.
Okay.
It is one of his main causes. He himself has a fostered dog that he loves very much, and he kind of mapped crypto by a little bit.
Okay.
When it came to the real life animations
sure.
of this dog, because it's one thing to make the dog's fur look real. It's his facial expressions and everything that make it look like it's a real dog.
Right.
It's incredible. And I think one of the cool as all that is, as a movie nerd and all those things, to me, the coolest thing about all this and the coolest thing about the new Superman movie is we have seen a 513 increase in dog adoptions.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the movie? Wow.
You could say that maybe it's a coincidence that this happens right at the same time, but because there's no direct data necessarily.
Of course not, right.
But I'm not a person that believes in coincidences.
Well, it's one of those things. It's very... it's very telling, one way or the other, that it just seems right. Yeah, it feels like it could be.
And they're seeing, obviously, this is a huge increase in Google searches and adoptions. There was also a 163% increase in rescue dog adoptions near me and the people looking for that.
Mm, wow.
And a 299% increase in adopting a schnauzer. Crypto is a mutt,
okay.
but he shares some residence to a schnauzer.
Okay, there you go.
He was created by CGI, but was modeled after director James Gunn's own dog, Uzo. Gunn heard about the surge in dog adoption interest and said, quote, "The film has been a barrage of blessings for me. This one may be the greatest." Uzo has no idea how this is happening, but he is very proud.
Like, can we put that down? He's a dog. He doesn't care.
He has no idea.
He really doesn't. Any idea. Can you spell the dog's name for me?
O-Z-U.
Okay. James Gunn is such a film nerd. It's the famous Japanese director Ozu. Yes. Oh, I love it. I love the fact that he named his dog that.
It's so inside, too.
It is so inside.
I wasn't going to ramble about it if anybody didn't know out there, but I appreciate you bringing it up because I couldn't have put it like the cliff notes like you just did.
Yeah, right.
I'd be rambling about it.
Yeah.
I just love the story. I think it's very cool.
It's very cool. And, man, sometimes that's all you need. That little push. Wow, it's amazing.
You know, there is certainly the other side of this. We don't want the reason I am proud of this story, you could look at it as, well, we don't want people just adopting an animal when they're not thinking it through.
Oh, right.
And they're just, you know, I never liked the idea of buying a significant other or your love interest an animal. Mm. Like, you got to talk these things through.
Right.
You got to figure this out. Now, if you already know, hey, they've been wanting a cat for 10 years, okay, you know, you feel pretty confident this person is ready to have an animal, or right. you've talked it out with them. Animals are not objects. They're not clothes. They're not seat, you know, music or anything like that. They're not flowers to hand over. These are living, breathing things that deserve right. that respect. And they're a responsibility. You know,
big responsibility. Yeah, a lot of time and resources.
What I'm proud of about this story is not only that this is happening and all that, is that I feel very confident that a humane society, wherever people are getting them their animals. Most humane societies, if not all of them, are not going to adopt an animal to a family that cannot handle it, that
right.
is not ready for it, or is not the right fit. I don't know what, you know, if you've never been to a humane society or worked at one like I have or anything like that, how much people know, how much is common knowledge.
Right.
But for as long as I know, and we're talking 20 some years, that's always been the case.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just, hey, anybody want an animal?
No.
It's got to be the right fit and the right animal for the right home.
Right.
So that knowledge, along with this, makes me feel pretty darn good for our humane societies and shelters.
Yep.
And well done, Mr. Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
And Uzo. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath had their final show. Back to the beginning, we touched on this a little bit the other day. It set a new record for the highest grossing charity concert of all time.
Seriously?
That's some pretty big
cash. Really?
So we got the list here. It raised over 190 million, 140 million British pounds. The funds will be distributed evenly to three charities, Birmingham's Children's Hospital, Acorn Children's Hospital, and Cure Parkinson's, which Ozzy is, of course, struggling with right now. Here's the list, but just stepping on... Like, just that alone right there. Because Ozzy, I don't know if we talked about it enough. I don't know if enough people know about this. This wasn't an ego that wanted to be, you know, adored by fans one last time. The only reason Ozzy agreed to this, and the many members of Black Sabbath agreed to it, is if everything, 100%, goes to charity.
Gotcha. Which I was not aware of. I was not aware. And I guess that maybe they didn't publicize that enough, or I just missed it. But
yeah, that's not his... I mean, for those that don't know, Ozzy Osbourne's done a ton of things for charities throughout his life. And I mean, we're talking even Crazy Ozzy, Back in the Day Ozzy. He's always done this. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of work with a lot of... usually things that involve helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hungry kids, a lot of those things. Like he was when he was little, like Sharon was when she was little.
Right.
This is not the first time he's done this.
No.
Like, he's done this his whole career. He's done a lot about animals and raising funds for animals, especially after the bad incident where he immediately was trying to be like, hey, I love animals, and trying to come out the other side of that.
The supposed incident that never really happened.
Right. Yeah, that never happened, of course. But so I think that's noteworthy, too.
Yeah.
But here is the list of the highest grossing charity concerts of all time. Again, back to the beginning, 2025, $190 million. Then the very next one, America, A Tribute to Heroes from 2001, $129 million.
Okay, right, yep.
So you're going, I mean, that's a pretty big difference there.
That's a big jump. That's 27 years, yeah.
Fire Aid in 2025 raised $100 million. Live Aid, of course, back in 85, we're talking a lot about that
mm-hmm.
right now,
yep.
Raised just about approximately $100 million.
Yes.
Farm Aid.
Now, is this adjusted for inflation or not?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
they don't always are clear about that on
yeah,
this. But anyway,
you can find the article at billboard.com.
Oh, okay.
And, to be fair, I read the article, but I didn't read it twice.
Sure.
And I usually try to read things twice because I have dyslexia and I don't have a very good brain.
Right.
But Live Aid was, you know, certainly noteworthy. One of the more
famous
ones.
1985. Yeah, it's remarkable. Yeah.
And I believe they just had the anniversary of it,
yep.
the documentary mm-hmm. on it and everything.
Yep.
Farm Aid, that's been going on since 1985. That's raised over $80 million.
Yes, over its long career. That's still impressive, yeah.
Always like to shout out Farm Aid every mm-hmm. year when they do that.
Yep.
And a big thank you to that. Hope for Haiti back in 2010 raised $57 million.
I remember that. Yeah,
yeah
that was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. The concert for Bangladesh in 1971, George Harrison.
George Harrison did that one.
$12 million.
Yeah.
$12 million.
1971, man.
That's a pretty
decent amount of money.
Yeah. And One Love Manchester from 2017, $12 million for that one. And I apologize, I do not remember that one.
I don't either. It was in response to something, but I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. So
it was a benefit concert organized by Ariana Grande in response to the Manchester Arena bombing.
Oh, okay. That does ring a bell. Yeah.
Now I get it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And great work again by Ozzy and the boys for that one.
That's very cool. I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't know. That's really nice.
And here is another one going on the other side of people spending their money in positive ways. Here's the other side of that. People just wasting their money.
Okay.
To me, my opinion, it's your money. You do what you want with it.
Right.
The second most expensive piece of movie memorabilia just sold for $14.75 million.
Good Lord. I don't even know if I want to know what it is. Yeah, I do. But
so it's one of the original wooden rosebud sleds from Orson Welles' 1941 masterpiece, Citizen Kane.
Okay.
Wow. And I guess that kind of makes sense, although it's hard to say that sentence when I just said $14.75 million.
For a sled. Wasn't even a real sled. Yeah, it was a prop.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't the only one.
Yeah, there were several, right? Yeah, like in every movie, yeah.
Like, if I'm spending that kind of money, not only does it have to be the only one, I want to be able to sled on it. I want to be able to do things with it. It's got to have more uses.
You know what I want? I want Orson Welles to be alive so he can comment on it. Yes. That's what I want. I would love to hear what he would have had to say about that.
I'm going
to
need a lot more bang for my buck on this one. Director Joe Dante has had it since 1984, and it was given to him when he was making Explorers because the Paramount lot was being cleared out, and he was a vintage fan. He was a fan of vintage stuff. Right. They were just going to get rid of it.
I like Joe Dante a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
I love him. He's great.
He says, quote, "I've had the honor of protecting this piece of cinematic history for decades. To see Rosebud find a new home and make history in the process is both surreal and deeply gratifying."
And make me $14 million.
Yeah. It's a testament to the enduring power of storytelling. Dante had it. He stuck it next to Gremlins 2 and the Burbs memorabilia that he had.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
The Burbs is an underrated Spielberg movie,
It's not bad, yeah.
I like that one. Also, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was in that, yes.
Steven Spielberg also owns one of the sleds.
Oh,
which
okay.
He bought that in 1982 for $60,000.
Bargain.
Yeah, I guess.
Bargain, so. Steven. Nice.
The most expensive piece of movie memorabilia is a pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. $32.5 million.
Insanity. Insanity.
I don't know.
We can make fun of people who buy that. I don't care what you say. We're going to make fun of you. Yeah.
I just you're listening to two people that are love movies.
We do.
Love movies. Okay. If you gave us look at what happens when you give us a little bit of a window to talk movies.
Yeah, we just slip it right in there.
Yeah, we jump into this stuff. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. That. Yeah.
I think your money would much better be spent at local theater and supporting local theater, and we're doing that right now. Our good friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, CWAC, over in Point, have their premiere coming up, their season premiere.
Yes.
Romeo and Juliet will be premiering on July 31st. Schmeckley Shakes will be a part of Schmeckley Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also feature their 52nd season opening banquet on August 1st at 5 o'clock.
That's very cool.
You can get tickets and find out more at CWAC.org. Head on over there, everybody. And keep on listening. We may have an interview in the works with some people over there. I may know somebody. I know a guy.
No, we know a couple guys from over there.
A couple of great people over there. We're hoping to have them join us if we can work it out schedule-wise in Director's Playhouse. Either way, join them at CWAC. Go to CWAC.org. Find them on social media and support local theater, everybody.
Yes.
And support your area where you all not only support us and this station and the information we're putting out there, but you also get that good information.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done through the Civic Media newsletter, the WFHR newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up for that by going to WFHR.com. In about an hour and a half, you'll have a new edition show up in your email box.
Yep. Great story stuff in there. Lots of great coverage. Local coverage, everybody. Where else are you going to find it? I ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you.
We encourage you to head on over there and sign on up. A big thank you to our team and everybody working so hard every week to get that
Absolutely.
Off the presses and out there.
Get it out there.
It's not easy. We got a whole printing press in here. It's amazing. It's an email. Don't listen to me. It's an email.
Do we use printing presses for emails? Is that how that works?
No, I don't know why. It was a horrible investment on my part. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it'd be funny.
Printing presses are pretty easy to get. They're pretty cheap, though.
This will really help to sell the newsletter. We by a printing press. The poor thing's sitting in back, and it just gets in the way. I apologize.
They're loud, too.
Very, very loud. Encourage you to go to WFHR.com, sign up for that, everybody. And again, thanks to everybody working so hard on that one, and all of you that have already signed up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back through our news, sports, and entertainment break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Got an interesting one here, Seth, and wanting to get into. This actually came about around Father's Day, around that time, and I've kind of been hanging on to it, and we had a chance to really kind of have some fun with this one. Is your dad old school or new school? Is he hip or modern? Is he, is any of these things? We have the top five things old school dads say versus things modern dads say.
Okay.
And I think that this could be an interesting list. I did not pre-read this.
Okay. All right.
And I do think journalistically we should mention that we are both dads.
Yes. So we are confirmed experts then in this. You can trust what we have to say, right?
And if there is any opportunity to make a pun, we will make it. proudly.
Better believe it.
Old school dads, I'm not your chauffeur. Modern dads, I'm not your Uber.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you could use both. They both are fair, but I think more kids would understand what an Uber is at this point.
I just want to hear my father say Uber. I want to Uber.
How come it was never I'm not your cabbie?
Yeah.
Your taxi driver. How come it was never that?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I'm guessing most of the dads that said, I'm not your chauffeur.
Chauffeur, yeah.
Never would have had a chauffeur.
Wouldn't, yeah.
Old school dads, ready to rock and roll? Modern dads, ready to K-pop?
Oh, come on now. No one says that.
Nobody's saying K-pop.
No. Get out of here.
Hi, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm dad.
Yep.
Yeah. Modern dads. Hi, I'm dad.
Yeah.
They're not even doing the joke. They're not even doing it.
No, my dad, famous for that. You say, I'm thirsty, but he would shorten it. So he would say, hi, thirst. I'm Dean kind of thing.
Nice. My dad would say, if I said I was, or me or my brother's sister, and say, I'm hungry, so he'd say, no, you're Italian.
Oh, nice variation on that. I like that one. Yeah.
That was bad. Here's an interesting one. Don't use that tone with me, modern. Old school dads. Don't use that tone with me. Modern dads. Have you eaten? Yeah.
A little hangry are you?
I like that.
That's actually not. I might start using that one because it. I think that's that would come in handy in my house. I think that would be a good one. Yeah.
Old school dads. If someone told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? Modern dads. If you saw someone on TikTok doing that, would you?
Jumping off a cliff on TikTok. I just hope there isn't that, actually, now that I think about it. No TikTok people jumping off cliffs, all right? I called it.
Old school dads, ask your mom. Modern dads, ask your mom.
That would never change. No, are you kidding me?
No.
Never, ever.
My dad, I joke a lot about him oftentimes and everything, but I always thought he was a very smart guy and insightful guy. And one of the things that I didn't realize as a kid that he was so masterful at, he knew if we were asking him for anything, dad, can we go to the park? Dad, can we do this or whatever? We had already asked my mom and she had said no, because we always went to her first. Yes. So if we were coming to him, it was a last ditch effort and he was never, ever going to go against her.
Mm-mm.
He's like, what'd your mother say?
Yeah, the first question.
Always his response. And
as you sheepishly shuffle away, right?
And, yeah. And I think most kids, let's all give ourselves a little bit of credit as a kid to have the smarts to
realize that,
okay, if we lie here.
I've got two parents.
Yeah, right? they're gonna connect pretty quick on this. So they're going to catch me in the lie pretty quick. So at least not lying about that.
No.
Usually.
Triangulation is something you learn early as a child. It never works. I mean, so you could try it though.
My poor mom and dad had to learn real quick that they had to be awfully literal with me because if there was any sliver of wiggle room, I was going to find it.
You've heard this show.
Yeah.
You've heard James.
Yeah.
He's very good at that. Yeah.
My mom and dad deserve a day. Like, just a day after that, like, named after them, or
there
something.
You
just
go.
Like, somehow getting me to
somehow their sainthood in their future. Yes.
Old school dads, rub some dirt on it. Modern dads, take some Adderall.
That's not funny. Low-hanging fruit.
I do think that that's one that probably hasn't changed.
No.
It's
better than, like, the original was rub some tobacco juice on it,
yeah,
which is gross, yeah. And it's like, no, we're not going to do that one. We'll just say dirt instead.
So old school dads, I'm not sleeping, I'm just resting my eyes.
That's me.
Modern dads, oh, I'm not sleeping, I'm just resting my eyes. Yeah, certain things don't change.
I don't use any of those anymore. When I'm napping, it's just, I'm taking a nap here. Thank you.
Yeah. And old school dads, what do you call that? You call that racket music? Modern dads, you call that racket music?
That is never going to change.
Nope.
Never, ever going to change.
And I think a big part of this article that is here, and you can find that, Google has it on their website and stuff. Mm-hmm. As much as things change, they stay the same.
You can change, like, update it a little bit, to something a little more modern or more hip or whatever that they would understand. But it's basically the same thing. There's not a big change on that.
That, and we haven't gotten around to updating the handbook. We're just still kind of leaning.
Why would we do that?
I don't think the father's handbook hasn't been updated since 51, 52, something like that.
1551.
I should be more accurate about that.
No, I'm kidding. Have dads always been this way? I don't know. It seems that way. I don't know.
We like to save towards the end of the show good stories of the day. And of course, before that, give you a That Ain't Right story. You can decide yourselves if this is one of those. Usually when people talk about Vegas card sharks, it's to a reference to gambling on hardcore games like poker, but some people are also really sneaky good at Uno.
What?
Palms Casino Resort just opened the first ever Uno social club in Vegas. It sounds like it's a temporary thing for select groups of Uno enthusiasts, featuring tons of Uno gaming, food, and drinks, as well as game-inspired decor, and along with that. According to Mattel, which owns Uno, more of these temporary suites are expected to open across the U.S. later this year. And it sounds like it's mostly a stunt made for social media hype, so they're not bringing full-on Uno gaming tables to actual casino floors yet.
This is a test market thing. They're going to see if they want to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't like the idea of cigarettes selling to kids. That's a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. And we corrected that a long time ago, long before you and I were even born, Seth. But if I am the tobacco industry right now, I'm like, hey, hey, wait a minute. Like, what are you doing? Like, Uno, if Uno turns into a successful gambling game,
yep,
and you have little kids growing up playing
Uno. It's a drug.
Come on, man. That's
like the definition of it.
And this isn't me, like, making some big leaps and bounds or anything like that. This is 1A to 1B here we're talking. That's pretty nasty to me. I'm sorry.
That is a little.
And I love the Uno game. I love playing Uno growing up.
Oh, it's still my kids. It's one of those games that is like passed down.
Yeah, I don't want this to get twisted. I love the game Uno.
Yeah, right.
I just don't like what they're doing with the game.
No, and first of all, how would you? I don't know how the mechanics of gambling on that.
I'm going to talk to you about that off air. How
would they even figure that out? I don't know how that would work.
And they don't give you anything in the article here.
No.
It doesn't look like from their social media they're telling you anything either. I will say, if you're an Uno fan, I mean, it looks like a fun place, but Uno, look, adults play it all you want. This is a kid's game.
It is, yeah.
And this
yeah,
is
sure.
This social club, quote unquote social club, is not for kids.
No, it's not. It's for people who still like the game. So here's a kind of a tangentially related question, James. Which one is worse? Which game has the worst fights involved? Is it Uno or is it Monopoly?
I will say, for me and my family, it's not even close. Monopoly.
Yeah. See, that's one I was always curious about, because I know in my family, Uno can raise more arguments than Monopoly does.
I think my cousin would say that about her family, that Uno was the one in their family that did that. And that's wild to me, though, because I feel like Uno is such a You know, there's not a lot of wiggle room in that game.
Right.
You know, Monopoly, you're bartering with, you know, my dad's bartering with me. Jimmy, don't charge me rent on this one just because I landed on your property. Like, Dad, I got to charge. That's how the game
works. It's part of the rules, man.
Come on. I'll get you back on the next time. As soon as I pass go, I got 200 for you right here.
More people need to play it like that. We need a version of just your dad's version. That's what we need.
Bro, I thought that that's how you played Monopoly. Until I'm at a girl's house playing mm-hmm. with her family, and I'm sitting there trying to do these things, and they're just like, looking at me like,
what are you doing? Yeah.
What are you can't trade. There's no bartering.
Really? You can't? That's why I've always played it. What?
I'm actually turning red cheek just thinking about it. That's how embarrassed I still am from that. My father thought that
house
was hilarious.
Rules.
I learned that the hard way, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to kind of follow this story. I want to see where this goes.
Yes.
And everything. We'll see. Uno. We will take a quick commercial break, come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
We hope you're having a great, great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everyone.
Yeah.
Seth and James hanging out with you. Take it to the top of the hour. Got great civic media programming coming up throughout the rest of the day right here at 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Indeed.
Some of the program we have for you is available at our website, WFHR.com. Encourage you to go over there, sign up for our newsletter if you haven't done so already, and check out some of our old episodes, and check out some of our new episodes today at the Rapids Report.
Yes.
We got a couple of great guests joining us that you can catch over there at WFHR.com. In part one, UW Extension's Matt Lipper going to join us, our ag agent over there.
Always an interesting conversation with Matt. He's got some good stuff.
Yeah. Always love talking with Matt. That's going to be a fun conversation we'll have a little bit later. And after that, we're going to talk to the gang over at Visit Rome. Jillian's going to join us.
All right. That was fun. Yeah.
Yes. We love hanging out with our friends in Rome and talking about things, how it's going on over there. I usually pick Jillian's brain like before the interview and catching up on things we talked about last month and stuff.
Right,
I want to find out how the 4th of July went and over there.
Yeah,
we'll talk with Jill a little bit later. We also, of course, have our Rafters still in their all-star break, so Rafter baseball for you tonight, but they're back in action tomorrow.
Yes, they're back. And here, I believe they're in town too, right? They're home this weekend. Yeah.
We will be your tailgate for that on Playmakers tomorrow. Join us from 4 to 5. We'll be here. I'll either have Michael or Seth make them do the show with me. they draw straws, and whoever draws the shortest straw, they got to do the show with me.
Mike, as a sports director, I think he should do it. No, I'm just kidding.
We look forward to hanging
put him
out
to work.
We'll be there here tomorrow for you. And thanks to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour, giving us an opportunity to hang out with you and talk sports.
Yeah.
Join us tomorrow from 4 to 5 for that. And then Rafter Baseball right here in 97.5 FM, 620 Rafters hosting Madison.
Nice.
Also, some other things going on, like, of course, the biggest water ski show tournament in the world.
Right now.
Yes.
Just started today. It's so exciting.
Very excited for the community. You know, we're going to have a lot of people coming to town. Treat them good. Mm-hmm. Make them want to come back next year and for other events. This, of course, is the biggest water ski show tournament, the 59th annual water ski show tournament.
Wow. You've been doing it for so long. That's great.
Yeah. It's a really fun one, too. Mm-hmm. So many memories being a kid going over and checking that out and everything. This is going on today through the 20th over at Red Sands Beach in Lake Wasecha. Check out this great event, and you can find out more, of course, online about it. We only talk about it so much because they don't use us as an advertiser.
That's right.
And that's just the way this works, everybody. You guys, you go all adults out there. You know how this
is. It's happens. A big community event, so that's why we talk about it. And it's very important to the area.
Yeah.
That's why we do it.
Also want to remind you about partial closures over at Lake Wasecha. Yep. Keep that in mind. That is effective at 6 o'clock this morning going until 9 o'clock on July 20th. So be smart out there where you're boating, swimming, wading, fishing, any of the above.
They have all the areas posted that are restricted, so make sure you be on the lookout for those signs.
No excuses. You can't.
No, really, no, you can't. No.
We have some other things going on in the area, Seth.
Why, we do. In fact, today, coming up in about a half an hour or so, we've got Lunch by the River starting down at Veterans Park in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. It's every Thursday from 11:30 to 1 p.m., put on by our good friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Today, they have, of course, fantastic food trucks. You never know who's going to be there. Just bring your appetite and a few bucks, and you'll have a fantastic lunch. And today, the entertainment is Max Bennett's will be there. So check out Max and enjoy what he has to offer. The exclusive, I love this because the exclusive sponsor is one of our good sponsors here, Tri-City Services, of course. They do a lot of work with us. In fact, We're going to be there next week doing a remote from WIRI. Ooh, we'll talk about that more next week, though.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, another good friend of ours, another sponsor of ours, the Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic, proud sponsors of the Rapids Report as well. So we love to support them. If you're going to be in the La Crosse area this weekend, or if you just like trains, they've got a fantastic, this is the annual 4,000 Foundation of Rail Fair. This is the 33rd annual. It's from 10 to 4 tomorrow, on Saturday at Copeland Park on Rose and Clinton Streets in La Crosse. They've been doing this since 1991. There's going to be over 250 tables of railroad-related merchandise.
Wow.
250.
That's a, you know, we talk about this usually every year when they do this.
Yep.
And that seems like a real upswing for them. Like, they got more this year.
And, of course, the La Crosse Short Line Railroad Heritage Museum will be open for guided tours as well. The Big Steam Locomotive Whistle will be blown for a small donation. So you can donate a couple of dollars and they'll blow the whistle for you, which is very cool.
That is really cool.
Several other railroad exhibits and displays will also be offered. It's only $8 to get in, everyone, and that's coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4 in La Crosse in their annual rail fair, and it's very cool. If you're a train enthusiast, I would recommend you go.
Yeah, you really should check that one out, everybody. It's a really cool event that they do. A big shout out to them. Hope it goes well.
Yes.
I will say this too, especially going past, you know, a little bit before that even, but really when the pandemic happened, there was a gigantic rise in the train collecting, and
that's just really cool. Yeah.
What I think is just as cool is that it's kept up. It hasn't really faded or anything like
that's
that.
Really
it's
cool.
Still just as strong as it was at that time. So that's a pretty unique thing.
That is
pretty darn cool. We also wanted to mention that our good friends over at Focus have their neighborhood meals available today.
Yep.
This is happening over at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Shout out to Sparhawk Trucking sharing some of the building.
The space there, yep.
Meals are served 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room opens at 4:15. Seating and guests will be entered around 4. You can check that out. And if you have more questions or like to know more, you can find out more at 715-422-1980. That is 422-1980. Big thank you to all of our friends at Focus. We appreciate all the work that they're doing.
Good stuff.
And we have a blood drive in the town tomorrow. This is happening from 10 to 3 over at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. We're calling on all you heroes out there.
Yes.
Everybody.
If you are able, donate some blood.
We would love to have you show up and be able to help out. We have more blood drives happening in the area throughout the summer we'll be talking about. But again, that one happening tomorrow at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue from 10 to 3. Check that out if you can, everybody. We've got a bunch of great events going on this weekend, Seth. That I just wanted to touch on a handful of them. Bike night at the ballpark for our rafters. That is happening on the 19th from 3 to 6 at Winterfield. That's going on right to this
on Saturday. Yep.
Check that out. Got a $20 entry fee to be included on the judging. But registration is going on from 2:30 to 3:30. They got a music, a burnout pit, beer trailers, all kinds of cool stuff going on with that one.
I'm loving these little extra things they're doing at Winterfield during the season this year. It's really cool.
You can stay for the rafter game at 6:35 as well. So you're already there.
Might as well.
And got a lot of things going on in the Vesper area. We love touching on
celebrate
that.
Vesper this weekend. Yeah.
That's going on this Saturday. It kicks off at 9 to 3. They'll have their craft vendors going on over there. From 10 to 9, food trucks will be down there. Rocket Rococo, Rainbow Snow, Christie's Smokehouse, bunch of great ones. Vesper Cafe, got a show.
Yeah.
11 to 11, they'll have the beer tent open. Noon to 1 will be the big parade.
Yes.
Is always a lot of fun.
And I do know that I believe Lincoln High School will be marching in that parade as well. So
that's
a little hometown spirit there.
1 to 7, kids inflatables in the park. 1 to 5, Hayes Boys Orchestra. At 1:30, they're going to have the kids' penny scramble, which is always popular.
That's always fun, yeah.
I love that one. 2:45, the adult scramble.
Yes.
That's a good one. 2 to 4, they'll have bingo in the community center. From 2 to 6, Gary Wesley, the Elvis impersonator. They're so happy that they were able to get.
Yes. We are our own Laura here is actually familiar with Gary and says he is fantastic as an Elvis impersonator. So that sounds really fun.
Yeah, that is going to be a get for them. That'll be going from 2 to 6 on Saturday, and then 3:30 to 5, the kids' pedal pull will happen. 5 o'clock, they'll have their cakewalk at the community center driveway.
Oh, cakewalk, yeah.
and 7 to 11 Derek Jones in the 50 South.
Yes,
they will be on the Virginia Street on the stage over there. They'll be adding additional seating for the music. You keep in mind, you can win a prize. First three people to find the three hidden sparrows.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
How fun is that?
A lot of great things going on with this one, and you can't have a bad time in Vesper.
No.
You can get on over there.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah,
there's a lot of cool things happening, and a big shout out to everybody working so hard on making those events happen. I did want to touch on some other world good stories. I kind of mentioned this one a little bit earlier. Firefighters and Good Samaritans in South Carolina worked together on Saturday to save a dolphin that got stranded in a lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
She was stuck in shallow water and couldn't find her way out. They helped her get out.
Yes, you can watch the dolphins from the beach in South Carolina. I can say from personal experience.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like my aunt really should have told me that when I was out there.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't remember hearing that. A group of girls in Lubbock, Texas set up a lemonade stand to raise money for Camp Mystic flood relief and brought in more than expected. They're still accepting donations through Venmo and hit $20,000 the other day.
Whoa. Man. Amazing. Man. That is so cool.
Two sisters in Fort Worth did the same thing and raised over $5,000 in a single day.
Look at that.
That's really
good work.
Really
good work,
cool.
Kids.
Nice
good
job,
work.
Kids. Really good work. We appreciate you. A 10-year-old chocolate lab in Alaska slipped out of its collar on a camping trip on July 4th, and his owners didn't think they'd ever see him again, but then a pilot heard about it on Facebook, went looking for him, and 9 days later found him.
Good for you.
He is back home.
Great story. Great story.
Great show. Have a great day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.